dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in.
Career.
Shady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and Taryn Lamona in your survival. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music with hot models. We got Life After Dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must, must tune in. Radio. You could even visit thespot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Sandy J is on.
What's up, everybody? What's up? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. Your boy, Sandy J. Y'all know how we do it every Monday. It is Hot After Dusk Mondays. Let's get it, everybody. Let's give a hand to that. Yeah, yeah. Yes, man. Shout out. It's always great to be here for yet another week. Blessed up to see you all doing well. If you made it to the next week, definitely don't take it for granted. Be very, very thankful that you are here, man, because you could be one of the people who didn't make it. So glad to see you all making some moves. All right, so, man. So much on today's plate, man. We got a lot covering up for you. Of course, you know how every Hot to Dust Monday, we always bring you millions of things. We bring you hot news, hot mess, hot music, and of course, every now and then we get some hot interviews. Today is no different. We got a very special guest who will be chopping it up with us later on the show. It'll be my boy Greg Hall, who is the photographer of Hops 21 Studio and founder of Big Time Modeling. So we'll be chopping up with him very soon. Be on the lookout for that. Got a lot to talk about. So some things like being a serious business mind in this industry, yet have a respectful approach, and so many things pertaining to photography, being managed, everything, man. So it's really nothing new. We ain't going to touch today. It's so much. It's crazy. All right, so as far as in the hot news, hot mess of the section today, we got, so if you're a sports fan, you paid into the NBA, or you know, a person who just waits for the finals to come up. You know, me, be honest, I really don't watch the basketball into the playoffs because just the excitement of watching winner go home games is just so much fun. But yeah, so for those of y'all who like been under a rock, you've been wondering who's going to the finals of this Thursday, which is June 5th. As far as people who'll be in the finals would be the San Antonio Spurs versus the Miami Heat. Now, the first game will be in San Antonio, and I don't know, man. As far as, you know, this is going to be very interesting because this is going to be a rematch from last year, and they're coming for blood. They are ready to get them back for what they did last year. So it's going to go down, and they're not going to let them off the hook. As far as who I'm picking, you know, y'all know, everybody knows I openly hate the Heat, and I'm going to continuously say that. So I'm thinking Spurs. I'm going for Spurs. And the Spurs, you know, I'm picking them to win in six. And also, if y'all been paying attention to some of the old shows, we actually had Mala Santiago from Virginia, Virginia Beach to be exact. She was on the show some weeks ago, and we actually made a bet on the show. So, you know, I really want to win, in which the bet was, If her team loses, which is the Miami Heat, they lose the finals, she has to become a human fan time for me. for the NC, and so basically she has to, like, take, you know, like, some marker or whatever, Sharpie, whatever people use to, like, write stuff on themselves, and just put, like, my name, just put my Instagram name on her and stuff, and put on her chest, she loves Teddy J. Yeah, it's really crazy. And, but if the Heat win, because my team's not even in the finals, but that doesn't matter. If the Heat win, then, you know, then I had to become a human fan sign for her. So it's going to be interesting, man. Can't wait. I want to win so bad, so I need to do some things. And I think this is why I'm going for this. This is why I think the Spurs have a great chance. I really think they have a great chance because, well, first of all, everybody kind of, you know, a lot of people are expecting the Heat to win, and they had this whole thing about three-peating. But I think the Spurs are coming for blood, man. And they like the shark out of water. They can't wait. They, you know, just, I mean, the games went a little bit, the series went a little bit longer with them as far as their series versus with the Heat, with their series and all different, you know, championship games and all the playoff games of them in the Eastern Conference. It seemed like the Eastern Conference was just, you know, it was too easy. The West Coast always, you can't never really just pick all the right off the back who is going to go. You know, everybody pretty much knows every year is going to the East, and that's what bores me so much about Eastern Conference. I mean, although my second favorite team is in the Eastern Conference, which is the Boston Celtics, still, it drives me nuts. But my first team is the Dallas Mavericks, and they beat the Heat before, and I'm going to continuously talk trash about it. So, yes. And that was actually during this big three era, so I had to keep making excuses. I don't want to hear them complain no more. So, yes. All right, so kind of going into some more hot news, hot mess we got on the table for today, which, oh, my God, man. I'm going to go to more hot news. New issue of Him and Canvas magazine is out. That's issue number 9. You can check it out simply by going to thespot.com/ Him and Canvas magazine, and that's where you'll be able to find it. So, yes. Can't wait, cannot wait, man, to just really, like, bring the linkers to beat. It links it beats more and more and more. So definitely, man, go check it out. And you have actually a choice of picking two different sets of covers. There's the one where it has Dallas, who's from Milwaukee, and it has Monica, who's from Florida, Bellevue, the exact. And then you have the other one, which is Tanya, who's in Richmond, Virginia. And in the back of that one is Serena, who's on the show last week. Big ups to her. That will be she's actually from NC. So big ups to her, North Carolina. You know, big, big support from there. DMV, a lot of support from there. You pretty much, man. You know, y'all know I've been, like, boasting about DMV for the longest. For everybody, like, really just start getting this bandwagon entertainment. So, yes. And this is even before Wale was, like, super big. That's how long, like, the DMV has been rocking with me, so I appreciate it. All right, so we're going to do, because it is about that time, and we will share some, we do got some hot mess later on. We're sharing later in the show. Y'all be on the lookout for that. We're going to go into a quick music break before I go into this. This music break is being brought to you by Audible.com, and you can get a free 30-day trial and a free audio book by simply going to audibletrial.com/CedyJ, that's CEDY letter J. When you go there, it'll allow you to get the 30-day free trial. Woo woo. And that's over 150,000 titles. I don't know if you're a person like me. I'm always on the move because I might not be able to have a book with me all the time. Sometimes, you know, like when you run this stuff, you want to be enriched with literature, but you can't, like, read it. You know, you can hear it. So that's what audiobooks are for. Definitely check it out. All right, what we're going to do, we'll go ahead and go to our music break. And this track is by my boy Martin Carr, a new track by Martin Carr, which, man, big ups to you, man, for giving out. He actually gave out a copy of his new CD, Rise, last week. And appreciate him for doing that, man, all the way from the UK. And here we go, man. This is him featuring Shimoni, then Shook Up on the Reed Saban remix. So here we go.
I look into your eyes, I see it. 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 You know how I feel. I'm not gonna waste this chance with you.
I got this feeling.
Mondays on Life at Dusk Live with yours truly, your boy Ceddie J. All right, man, we got a very special guest in the building who I'd like to welcome all the way from Richmond, Virginia, part of the DNV, part of the DMV. Welcome to the show, my boy Greg Hall. What's up? What's up? What's up? Well, much,
I got
you know,
claps. Okay. All right.
That's what we got to do, it, man. We bring you know,
I got clapping. That's cool. I need you to follow me around the house.
That's what we do, baby. We can't just do things just regular. That's just boring.
No, that's cool. I enjoy that. I might need to steal that. Make that my ringtone or something so I can sit there and down there and feel good about myself. Look, before we get started.
I have trumpets that wake me up in the morning. It's like,
that's because you don't sleep, man. When do you sleep? You talking about wake you up in the morning. When do you sleep?
Yeah,
you call me 2-3 o'clock in the morning sometimes.
I have like a plug. I plug myself up to, and I charge myself up all day, so that's how I sleep.
Well, I believe you, too. But look, before we get started, I want to say two things. One,
go ahead,
I want
go
to
ahead.
Thank you. I want to thank you for everything you've done for me, man. These people don't know. If they don't know you, they need to know you because you make a big point out of reaching out to help people that's just getting started or help people that need a little push. When I first got started, you were there. You know, you pointed me to the right direction of some people that can help me, and I appreciate that, man. From the bottom of my heart, I appreciate it. All right, that's one. So, and that was sincere. All right, two, I just heard that little boy you just went through.
I didn't pay him for that, by the way.
No, you can pay for it now, though. I just heard that little bull you went through right before I came on about Miami. Come on, man. If Miami plays in the way they've been playing the last two games, there is no team in the NBA that can beat them.
No,
there is no team. And somebody that happens to be a Celtics fan, huh? What you said?
I need them to lose.
Oh, no. You see, that's your hatred towards Miami. You're not thinking right. You're not thinking right. You're not thinking about the quality of teams there is. San Antonio is a great team, but they old. They old. Tim Duncan is old. It won't be a sweep, but it's not going to be as difficult as it was last year. So I just want to get that out of the way because I want your audience to know that I might be on your radio show, and I might be a huge fan of yours, but yeah, me and you, we don't agree NBA wise. So
they gotta lose, man. I don't need her to really do this, man. I need her to become a human fan sign. If they lose the final, she has to put on. This goes through a whole lot. It's going to be so much fun. I can't wait.
Yeah, well, see, you're taking it personal, man. You better on the wrong team.
And I hate the Heat, too. Ever since 2006, I've held a grudge against them because that's when they got their first championship, and their first championship was against my Mavericks. So I have not let it go.
But they were against your Mavericks, but then they turned around, and then they got the Mavericks got them back, man. So
yes,
let it go.
They did. With the big three.
With the big three. So
man.
Let it go. Let it go. Let it go, man. It's okay. It's all right.
Because I'm so tired. Everybody just waiting.
Yeah, okay. Just
I'll
let it go. Get your tissue. Get over it, man. I'm sorry. You need a hug or something. Just let it go.
I want LeBron to be that team. I used to like LeBron. I don't like him on that team.
How could you not like LeBron James, man? He is the epitome of basketball.
I liked him for so long. Then he went to the team I hate. It'd be different. I didn't hate the Heat already. I hated the Heat. So he went to the team.
Oh,
like
so
this,
you used to hate the Heat
five.
Before it became the victory. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
well,
I love LeBron pre. So I hate the Heat before the big three. It's not
okay.
That's why I hate LeBron. It's not because I hate him. It's because I hate
him. He was forced to hate LeBron because he's going to Miami.
Yes.
I can respect
that.
I know that's
kind of
hard to do. Okay. I can respect that. All right. I'm sorry. I just had to get that off my chest because I don't want no confusion. All right. Let's talk turkey. What's up,
crying,
man? How you doing?
I'm over here crying, man. Put my man face back on.
Yeah. Pull up your jockeys. Pull up your boxes and tie up your Timberlands and let's do this. Come on.
All right. So first off, yo, how'd you do, and this is what something I didn't even know, so we're going to find out now. Like, how'd you get your start, man? You know, what made you get in photography in the first place?
I'm going to tell you what had happened was I'm a type of person, man. I straight up, honestly, I hate working for people. I really do. And I did the route not working at all for a minute. But I did that route not working. I hated working for people, man. So I wanted to have my own business. And I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I had a fascination with photography. I had a fascination with computer graphics. So I mixed the two. When I first started, it was mainly taking pictures and hitting the Photoshop and just creating from that. And I had a talent for it, a talent more so for the graphics aspect of it, but I had a talent for it. And then I started thinking, you know, I do one wedding here and as a favor, and then do somebody else's picture here as a favor. And I, hey, this is, I like this. This, I mean, and I really started to really enjoy what I was doing. So I really started to think that this could be something for me. So I was going through something at the time because I had lost my brother in 2009. And you know, I was dealing with that for a long time, and I wanted to do something to kind of pay tribute to him. And growing up, his nickname was Hops. So, and his basketball number was 21. He played basketball. So Hops 21 was born. That way I felt like I always had him with me. That way every time something happens to me, great, it can always be happening to both of us. So from that point on, man, I just started, and Hops 21 grew, and thanks to people like, and again, not trying to pull your leg, not trying to, you know, BS you, but thanks to people like you and who helped me out along the way, you know, pushing me towards the right direction, telling me, you know, you should, you know, I mean, I'm straight up, you know, you. Even your guy Ronaldo doesn't know what he did. But he said something to me in one conversation that helped me more than he knows. So I give him credit. After only speaking him one time, I give him credit because he helped me do stuff. But you pointed me to him, just like you pointed me in a good direction. Another one of my mentors, a guy named Kai Jenkins, he runs Icon Modeling here in Richmond. He's another one. I take from people that can help me and help me grow and help me learn. So everything I do, man, is I don't take full credit for everything because it's a learning thing for me. I'm still learning. I was nowhere near as good last month as I am today. In 2 months, I'll be a whole lot better than that. And that's the way I look at it. Well, yeah, that's how it all started, if I answered that question.
Oh, no, that was perfect. I mean, because now I'm understanding, because I remember I saw something about Hops. I didn't know, I didn't know how the full name was. I knew the Hops part, but didn't know the 21 parts. Now I know.
Yeah, I lost my brother in 2009 to complications of diabetes. He was 37 years old. Man, that's the worst thing that ever happened to me. But with him now, it's ushering in so many positive things with me now. I mean, I'm doing so much now that I've never thought I would do, and you know, I feel like he's with me with it. So that's cool. That's one way I can, you know, kind of have him join in the happiness with me.
Now,
anyway.
As far as like going off what you're, because this is what I was like. You know, while I took a footnote in my brain, I let you say it. You know, because this is, and it's just a lot of people don't understand this, man, that in this industry, and everybody's always like, I got here on my own. Nobody helped me get there. But it's just, I just feel like when I see it, when I see people say that, I don't. It makes me want to work with them less because no matter what people do for them, they will never give credit to people who actually. That don't mean that the people made you. It just means that, hey, somebody did help you along the way. Somebody understood where you were trying to go. So, you know, stop acting like nobody helped you along the way.
I agree with you 100%.
And holding your hand. Nobody wants to walk around and hold your hand all day long.
But you will never hear me say that. You will never hear me say I got here on my own, or even it was a God-given talent, because I think my eye and my ability to do certain things is a given talent that I'm proud of. But no, I believe I owe so many people for this. I mean, and I don't want to start naming names because I don't want to miss out anybody. But it's just so many people that has helped me in doing this. I mean, even people as small as friends of mine that have other photography companies. I mean, photography studio. One of my closest friends, Andrea Sneed, she has her own thing, and she. A lot of people think because we all do the same thing that there should be some jealousy. And that's the worst thing in this business. Everybody thinks that you have to compete with the next person. And, you know, we figured out a way because to work together. You know, there's no jealousy. You need help with something, I'll help you. I need help with something, you'll help me. And we learn from each other. And that's one of the worst things about this business is jealousy. And that's even worse when it comes to models. I mean, segue into models. It's even worse when it comes to models. Because models seem to be jealous of each other when they really shouldn't. There's a lot of people doing this, but there's space for all of us.
I know. I saw that with my own two eyes on Friday. I saw a model going with that. She did that. She was like, she gave a crazy. You know, she was hating on model. You know, I laugh because people don't ask about. You know, it's not about hey, I'm getting a magazine. Do you tell about the tone of voice they have?
Yeah.
That they feel like they're entitled. So when am I going to be on the cover? It's not, how can I be in your magazine? To me, that, like, lets me know how the person is going to be because not everyone's guaranteed to be on the cover. I mean, go over you. You did work in one, two magazines. The third issue that you did something was the one you got a cover for. So,
hey, thank you.
My thing is this: people not understanding, like they think they just old stuff, and like they just go to sleep and wake back up, and people just want to say, "I owe you this." Nothing's old. You have to earn it. And
exactly.
If you don't get it, it's just be honored that. You being a part of something, you don't have to be the star. If you're part of the puzzle piece, then you should then be humble about that.
And that's one of the main reasons I love working with you because, you know, I consider us friends, man. I really do. I don't think our friendship has anything to do with my submissions to you or anybody. I mean, I think if it's worth the input in there, then you're going to put it in there. If it's worth the cover, then I get the cover. I mean, I know you run a business just like anybody else, and it's all about business. So, you know, it's good to have friends, but it's all about business. And, you know, just certain people will forget that. Certain people have a problem, and they forget that. And, you know, and certain people get a little too far ahead of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just you got to stay humble, and you got to know I'm extremely grateful. Just because I got one cover, I'm not stopping, man. Every time I submit to you or any other magazine, I'm submitting for the cover. If I don't get it, I don't get it. But I'm going to strive for it because that is the pinnacle of what I do. You know, that's what I do. But I'm not going to get mad and make man forget that if he want me on the cover because I'm not. That's just stupid for me to do that. Yeah, that's just stupid. Now, you know, that being said, we got to talk. No, I'm just joking. But, you know, that being said, it's just stupid of me to do that, man. And it's stupid for anybody to assume something just because I know them that it's gonna work out for me. Because you have to run a business just like I have to run a business. Just like just because you know me, just because we tight, don't think that, you know, your photo shoot is going to be free or something like that. People are funny like that, and I've lost a lot of friends because of stuff like that, because they don't know how to separate professional and personal relationships, and they don't know how they can coexist. So, you know,
exactly.
Again, I'm just grateful for you. Man, I really am. I wish you had better basketball insight, but I'm just grateful for you.
Thank you, man. It's I'm very appreciative of it. And that kind of just leaves me going into you because I love putting people on the spot. Now, it's just fun because I always put the models. This question I'm going to ask you now. I always put the models on first three for this. So it's always fun to do this to the it's fun to do this to the photographers too. And so usually what I do is I ask the models, you know, what's the top three favorite, you know, photographers they've done, they work with and whatnot. And, you know, sure, I'm like, oh man, really, you gonna pick three?
So you gonna ask me the top three models.
Part. This is the fun part about it being with photographers because I know it's really
don't do that
fun
to me.
For y'all.
You have to ask me what top three models, right?
And he had to put, not in any particular order, but I would say, let's go with 10. I'm being nice today. 10 the models that you work with that you love your work, that whose work you love, that you've done main chemistry with, and why you love.
All right, I'll be honest with you, man. I'm not going to name 10. I can name a few that I work with, man, that I will work with any day they call.
I was being nice, so okay.
Yeah, you was being nice, but see, if you give me too many, then if I forget one, I can say be like, well, he gave you an awful amount of chances that you didn't remember my name, and I have called in the morning. But if I say I'm going to just name a couple, and then I can say, then these people who I might not mention, they know that the couple that I mentioned, you know, to me are the ones that you know, I deal with the most. Okay, so right off the bat, I got to say the person who I've had the most fun with pictures, well, as far as at sessions, wow. That has to be Candy. That's for Candy, because Candy is a trip. You had Candy on the radio a couple weeks ago. Candy is a trip. But Candy, she likes to get play mad at you. And I like this. When she gets play mad, she takes great pictures. So I got to get her upset at me before, and then we start snapping pictures. So Candy is great. Chanel, always ready. That's the one thing I can say about Chanel. When she comes into that studio, she's ready to go. She'll put her makeup on. She'll have her hair done. She's ready to go. I take longer trying to get stuff set up than she do. Tanya, who is the cover model of your new cover, that y'all all need to go out and get this. Because she did a hell of a job on this, and so did her photographer. Thank you very much. But Tanya, this chick is wild. This out of all of my models I deal with, she has no fear. I say that to say, if you, man, I'm telling you, if you have a good idea and if she believes in it, she will do it. She'll down, she will do it. Now, I'm going to kind of cut it off with this because I don't want to upset anybody else. And those are the three I use the most. I've dealt with a lot of other people that, even a lot of other people that I don't deal with anymore, that, you know, I wish the best for, and they're just rising on their own, and I like to think I had something to do with that. But I also have some that y'all don't know yet. Like, I got this kid, this kid name is Danny Hook. Just started with him. I'm telling you, this kid is going to change the whole world. It's a little 12-year-old boy straight out of Disney. This kid, he has the personality, and this is what I like. I like my photo shoots are fun. This kid has the personality of a grown man, but he is just fun, and he comes in there, and we do this shoot, and he's smiling, and he takes direction great, and he's cool. I got two guys. One name is Aries. The other guy is Emmanuel. These are two new guys, because this is nothing new for me that I'm working with guys, because, you know, I've always been working with the girls, but I've had a lot of women say, you know, where the guys at? You know, you coming with these, you know, sometimes scantily dressed, I understand. Women, where the guys at? Let's get something for us to look at. So I'm always ready to appease the people around me. So I'm working on guys now. So, you know, not trying to plug with any other guys in the Richmond area that are interested in modeling, come look me up. I'm looking for guys now. But I got
because I want to be proven wrong. I've been wanting to see guys in human cameras, but, you know, it's been a headache. My God, bro, it's been a headache.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that this. And I'm going to be, because y'all know how I am on this show. Y'all know I am pure, unadulterated, will say whatever, and y'all know I do not bite my tongue. A lot of people want to say the women are divas, but I was one dude, he had family stuff going on. It was one thing. But another one, he had the nerves. Oh, my God, he had the nerve to get an attitude with me because I told him that I did not like, you know, because everybody knows human cameras is about body art. Now, now there's a trick to doing stuff to make it, if you're going to use digital tricks, enhancements to make you like you got tattoos, you got to do it right. And if you're going to miss an issue, make sure that you know that, oh, yeah, this is going to be for a summertime issue. I need to have one summertime attire. How does this not click in the mind? I don't know what to say. And then you get an answer and tell me I'm wasting you and your photography time. How clear can fun in the sun? I mean, how much more clear can you be that has something to do with summer? Why are we looking like we're in the winter time? I can't. And then send me stuff that you already got on Modern Mayhem. Y'all know how I am about that. Don't send me stuff you already got faster than everybody else.
Yeah, trust me, I know. He wanted exclusiveness. You can't get mad at him for that.
No, because, you know, and that goes with this. Because if people wonder why you say that, if you want people to go get a magazine and enjoy you being in a magazine, putting your stuff everywhere else and putting the same stuff other places is not going to make it to the magazine. They're going to say, well, I already got this magazine. I already got a postal disc on it. I already got a magazine disc on it. They're not going to be, because I saw, you know, I'm not going to call a name out, but a particular person, they took the same image that they had in the magazine. They're selling for posters. There's certain posters with the same exact images, so that to me doesn't make any sense. And
Yeah, and I'm very protective of that because it makes no sense. And because when you do that, you help. You don't only lose. You're not only losing for yourself, just losing for me. You losing for everybody. The other people who work hard to be the magazine, who I hope that your fan base, everyone's fan base, is coming together and make some moves. So yeah, man, when I get on the phone with people I'm too cool with, I can, you know, y'all know I really get in my mode of saying whatever. and you got me there, man. You got me there. Oh, why, Greg? Why are you taking me to the evil side and have to put people on front?
Hey, but when we done, you gonna have people calling in and say, you know what, you get out of this guy co-hosts with you all the time, trust me. I'm gonna have these people loving this show.
And here's the night. I got to ask you about this because you kind of touched on it, bits and bits. And as far as, like, tips of models, man, like, if you're a model and as far as a model trying to, you know, book a photo shoot photographer, even if it's not just you, what's the best way they should, first of all, approach you? And then going from there past their approaching side, how should they conduct themselves? Like I said, pre shoot, during the shoot, and post shoot. How should they conduct themselves?
All right, yeah. Oh, perfect. Okay. All right. Best way to do it, I mean, in all honesty, is I think it varies between photographers. Me personally, I have a open shoot. I have a fun shoot. I like everybody to have fun. I like everybody to be open and joke around. You know, there's some seriousness to it, but I like everybody to be fun and joking around. Now, how I find my models is I might be walking down the street and I see somebody and I'll give them a card. Or we might be in a restaurant and a waitress and I'll give them a card and like, hey, you ever thought about doing this or something like that. But if you see me and you know who I am and you're interested, approach me. You know, just come up to me or any other photographer that you might be interested in, approach them. It's okay. We expect you to be out there. We expect you to want to brand yourself. The models these days have to realize they are selling something. I don't want to say selling themselves and that comes off wrong, but that's what they're doing. They're selling their brand. Their brand is them. So you have to be able to believe in yourself. See, that's how I got started in this. This is the main way I got started in this. And when I first started this, I mainly dealt with plus-size models because my thought pattern was the industry was so full of people that were always going around and advertising these non-everyday models, and they were leaving out the plus-size models. They were leaving out.
Oh, they don't do that anymore, bro. They did. Yeah. They have the chicks to wear. They don't even have the slim chicks in the magazines anymore. It's about.
I know. And exactly. It's a whole new revolution going on.
It got to be perfect waist. It's like, oh, God, get me started.
So, don't get mad. So, and that's what I first started at first, because my thing was I wanted more than anything to build up confidence in women. I've always said, nothing to me, God didn't create anything more beautiful than a woman. But each woman has to know that about themselves. And that's the thing that some of the people I've taken pictures of did not want to take the picture. I didn't force them, but they did not want. But until they see the beauty that I was able to see, you know, on film or on digital, they were able to do that. And nowadays, man, the plus size model is just, it's blowing up. I mean, I'm involved in this worldwide photo shoot coming up on the 14th with Clean Magazine. And what we do is it's going to be a photo shoot day. It's a national photo shoot day. Photo shoot, photographers from all over the country almost are going to be taking photos from people and submitting them into a particular magazine for a contest. You know, stuff like that. We didn't have that years ago. And again, not to start tooting your horn, but it took people like you that you know, and other magazines that would not, that didn't ask for the size zero all the time to show everybody else that, you know, you can be a size 12, you can be a size 16 and still be sexy. And, you know, it's people like you and different magazines that show that a curvy woman, or, you know, is just, if not more, appealing than, you know, these, what we've been known to, what we've been forced to believe is beautiful up until this point. So, again, I'm just sorry. If anybody listening, if you hear me keep, you know, giving you credit, it's just, I feel that way. I feel there's a lot of things that you, because you're the way you are, you don't give yourself enough credit for doing some of the things you do, you know. But, you know, my thing is, during a photo shoot, have fun with it. You have to bring your whole you out, so have fun with it. After the photo shoot, don't go on Facebook with selfies. That's the one rule everybody in my team know. I do not want to see you on Facebook with no selfie in the bathroom. I will drop you like a hot potato. As quick as the first minute, I signed two people today, and I told them after I signed them, I said, the one clause that I don't have a moral clause or anything, but the only thing I can say, if I ever see you on Facebook or Instagram or anything like that with a selfie in the bathroom, yeah, you're done with me, because I hate that. I think there's nothing more degrading to a woman than a selfie in the bathroom. All these people, you know, somebody can take your picture. You ain't got to take your own picture. Somebody can do it, you know. But, again, sometimes I babble, man, so I apologize. I just wanted to make sure I got that out to try to ask you a question. So, it's, yeah, as far as what I expect, as far as the way you should handle a photo shoot before and after, is just have fun. Don't be too serious. I don't think there's a single photo shoot I've done that I've come out for, man, I wish I wouldn't have did that, because it's fun. And if it's not fun, it's going to show up in the pictures.
All right. Now,
sorry, I get a little long-winded, man. I apologize.
Oh, no, that was good, because this is like we teaching class.
I didn't know we were going that long.
Because I wanted to have you, because, you know, it's like we teaching class today. That's what I wanted you to do. And that's why it's good to have you at this point, because you've had a chance to do so much more to even add to that palette when I first paid.
Greg, you need to come on the show, Greg. You need to come on the show.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you've been avoiding me, Greg.
I think everything happens for a reason. I think he was even better.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I like doing these shows like this a lot, where it's a class for people to really, like, take some stuff in. And there's some people who always ask the question all the time, or how can I get into it? Sometimes it's not the message, it's the messenger. So somebody might hear the same thing for me, but, you know, it's good for them to hear it from you.
Well, I love teaching it. It's been taught to me. And like I said, my thing is, it's been taught to me. I teach it out. You know, that's what we need in this industry. We need people helping each other out. You know, I don't need you to upset a model so much that when she comes to me, she got an attitude. You know, we need to you know, help each other out. But, you know, that's my opinion. That's one opinion from one photographer in Richmond, Virginia. RVA, got to make sure. And thank you for that DMV flow, too. I know you was down with the DMV area. That's cool.
I've been down to DMV for everybody started saying DMV.
I don't even say DMV. I'm from the area.
A lot of people been saying, before they start getting heavy, and everybody started saying, oh, yeah, I'm in DMV. Like, that's been, like, one of the places that a lot of support has happened since, you know, early spectrums of my show. Been so much love in those areas, man. It's just, and to this day, it's still everything I do. There's so much love from there. North Carolina and so on and so forth. Even before when Bo Ronaldo started coming to the mix, North Carolinians, man. And then he came to the mix, it got even crazier. So,
you got to come down and we got to hang out.
I know. I need to. I'd have been through
you
that.
You got to Virginia hang out, man.
I like stayed there for a long, long period of time. So I just hung out in Virginia for a little bit, and so yeah, I like the style of everything there, man. Like how everything is, it trips me out. And the air feels a little fresher.
That's because you got that Texas
air. Texas air. You know, it's like rolling dice. You don't know what air we're going to get for the day. And if I'm farting, it's
nice.
Going to be even worse air.
Yeah, it's nice. But it's all what you make it.
All right, so I'm gonna leave you with my last couple questions for you. Here's the tough one. The long and hard. All right, first one is, if you had to think of three places in the entire world that you can pick to visit, and you had like a week to stay in each of them, and I'm going to change it up, and you got to shoot in them.
Oh,
you got to do
some
photography there. What places would they be and why? So let me give you time to think. We're going
to
get our thinking.
No, I don't have to because I'm going to tell you how easy this is. I don't fly.
Oh, here we go. I love it.
I don't fly. I have a death fear of planes. So wherever I go, I got to go by ground or by sea. So I like awkward-looking places. You know, I'm not the beach-type person. To shoot. I wouldn't mind Florida. You know, just the whole Miami, Florida area, you know, just for the look. You know, it just seemed like a party city. And to me, you know, nighttime party city is what would be for me. And these would be the weirdest answers you get. I know everybody else would be like islands and stuff. New
don't,
York
don't
City
shoot by
at
American
night.
Airlines Air Arena. Just don't shoot by there.
I wish I could this weekend. On the next couple of weeks, because that's when the party will be after they won the championship. But anyway, New York City at night. See, I see that one in on you. New York City at night, you know, just Times Square. The first time I ever saw that, man, I fell in love with it. Because it was, and I was a grown man the first time I went to New York and saw Times Square. And I thought I lost it because it's like 1 o'clock in the morning and you couldn't tell because it was so much light outside it looked like it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I love that. I think that's great. Honestly, the third place is right here. It's my house, my backyard, man. That's the type of stuff I love. I love taking pictures, you know, in my backyard. The scenery that, you know. Every now and then I get a deer that runs through the back of here. You know, this is the country. Every now and then I get a deer that runs through the back of here. But, yeah, I'm not a difficult man as far as what I like, what I would like to be. So, yeah, those three, I mean, all in the coastal USA, I mean, all on the ground. I ain't had to get in no plane to go nowhere. Those three will be the three places I would go.
Okay, yeah. I'm originally from Jersey, so I know all about
there you go.
About the area.
Yeah, I love Jersey.
Yeah.
What part of Jersey? Man, I'm cutting you in.
The capital.
Trenton,
the good capital.
Yeah, I've driven through Trenton very fast, very quickly. So, yeah, okay.
Trenton.
You
can't drive quickly because you got to make sure you take in the breeze and go to the breeze and say, Trenton makes the world take.
Okay.
Sure you read that bridge very well when you go through it.
All right, cool. I'll take your word for it. I ain't been there so long, but I'll take your word for it. I love Atlantic City, though. Not that has anything to do with Trenton, but, you know.
Oh, Lord, yes. One of my relatives.
As a matter of fact, if I have a fourth place to go, that would be it. If I can add a fourth place, man, that would be it. All right, my bad. Go ahead. What's the next one?
All right, so last question for you is, if you had 24 hours left to live, from this point on, how would you spend those last 24 hours?
Man, I got so much stuff to do in my life. But I also know, based on, you know, my brother, I also know that your life is a gift. And you never know when it's your time. I always want to make sure I go to bed every night thinking that if I don't wake up tomorrow, I'm happy with what I've done. Now, that being said, I'm the type of person that when I don't think I'm successful until the people around me are successful. I like to bring everybody with me. So, you know, that's why you'll never see, you know, me boast about something unless I'm boasting about something that somebody else was doing. Because I feel like you never can accomplish anything by yourself. There's always somebody with you. You know, I like to do certain things. So the first thing I would do is I would grab my camera. And I would take as many pictures as I could to show different people my life and what I would do. But then I also, in the back of my mind, I know, okay, if I have any type of following, you know, every one of these pictures will end up being famous, you know. So I'm thinking, I have a friend who is, I have friends that are starting things. They just, that, you know, and I want, my thing is now that I'm moving up in status, so to speak, I want to be help for them. I have a friend that's starting a jewelry line. Gianni Page is the name of the jewelry line. And I want to be able to make sure that she's taken care of. I have some, I'm part of the things that we do with COP 21 is we deal with a lot of, we like to, homeless and underprivileged. We have a charity that we deal with called Hope for All. So I want to make sure those people are taken care of. So me personally, my life is great, man. I mean, the way I see it, at this point in my life, my life is great. If I don't wake up tomorrow, I'm sorry for everybody I'm going to miss, but I'm not going to say I lost out on anything. I just hope that everybody that I left goes forward. If that makes any sense. My hopes are that anybody that I left here continues to move forward, continues to do the things that I was doing to help the people that I was trying to help. And as silly as that sounds, man, that's the perfect way for me to feel. Because, you know, the way I was brought up, man, I used to always look out for your neighbor. And that's how I do. You know, I will never be the type of person to go for self, because I know anything can be taken from you, it's easier than given to you. So, I know, I'm corny. I can't help it sometimes, bro.
All right, man.
I know.
Well,
I apologize.
No, you're good. as we come to the end, man, shoot, let everybody know how we instead of saying how they can follow you, because anybody can follow or like you, we call them the show stalking.
Right.
So how can
please. I don't mind stalkers.
Oh, you want stalkers. You want the good, clean stalkers. Because stalkers, let me tell you why I say stalking, because those are people who love, so they follow your stuff, and they go out of their way to make sure they let you know, hey, I'm supporting you no matter what.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't mind stalkers. Look, I'm going to tell you, my stalkers can follow me on Facebook. at Facebook at Big Time. BigTimeManage.com, www.facebook.com/BigTimeManage.com. They can also follow all of the models that I have and that I'm going to start adding on via Facebook, and I really want them to check them out because they're going to be doing some big things. I also have my Instagram. I think my Instagram is under GregHall72. I'm almost sure that is. I don't know why I haven't changed it to Big Time or Hops 21 or anything like that. But, you know, and if anybody's looking for a photographer in the Richmond area, you can always check me out on, you can email me at hops21studios@gmail.com.
Yeah, simple as that.
Yeah, simple as that, man. I try. Hey, always hit me up on Facebook. I'm always willing to talk to anybody about anything. You know, I'm like Seti. I'm up all night long. So just hit me up on Facebook. I'm probably talking to Seti at the time, but just hit me up. Yeah, just hit me up. And, you know, if you have any questions, you're interested in doing anything, if you have anybody that you know might be interested in doing something, just hit me up. I try to do real well for my people. Again, that's it. Thanks, Seti, man. I really do appreciate it, man. I had fun.
No problem. It was an honor having you. And, man, definitely, man, continue to do what you do, man. Look forward to – no, I ain't gonna let the cat out the bag. You know, it's funny.
Yeah, please don't.
But I'm looking forward to a certain something because I think that's going to, like, put some people's mouths to rest and go, okay, we need to set our game up. I'm not going to
say that. Yeah, we're going to surprise some people pretty soon.
We're just surprised. Don't tell. All right,
man.
Shoot, I'm going to go ahead before we get ready to check out. I'm going to let everybody know. If you missed any parts of the show, then go to blogtalkradio.com/SetiJ. That's SetiJ. Go there, and you will be able to listen to the show. You can also go to iTunes, type in Despot Radio Network. You can go on to Beyond Pod, and that will allow you to listen on any other devices anywhere else. And download it and listen to the show there, and all that is free. So enjoy it. And we rolling on that by reminding you.
Hey, don't forget Despot.
Oh, no. I got – oh, no. They already know I said that for last.
Oh, okay.
Y'all know,
all right, man. Yeah.
You know, remember, and everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J. Oh, well, there's a U. There is a way. Everybody, make sure y'all tune in. If you are a person who is in the industry and you want to be in a professional setting, you need to be on dustspot.com. That's D-U-S-K-S-P-O-T. .com. Make sure you go there. And I cannot stress
it. Sure.
And people will tell you, if you're not professional, I'm going to suspend the hell out of you. I rarely had to do it. But I had to do it to somebody, and because they was acting really ratchet, and they had to go. And matter of fact, Greg, they were being, I'm putting it on Front Street. They were being somewhat ratchet to one of to Greg. Somewhat. So Greg has an idea of what I'm talking about. All right, so we rolling on out. All right, peace.
All right, man.